actually said it because of his wet blanket energy. Unhinged.
Hello and welcome to She's All Batch. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Jackie.
And we don't care if you're here for the right reasons because we're just happy that you're here.
Yes, so come join us as we talk shit about our favorite show. All right, guys, let's creep.
Your voice sounds better a little bit. It's not 100%.
But it's still not 100%. No, I know. I don't know what the fuck has been going on. Because this is now going on 10 days.
Oh.
Well, so by the time this episode comes out, it will be almost 2 weeks because I lost it the day before the Tortured Poets Department came out, and that was April 19th, and it's Monday, April 29th.
Wow.
And it's still 100%. To be fair, I have not done anything to heal myself. Like, the weather is getting nicer. I'm just, like, running rampant and, like, drinking and staying out late and, like, not sleeping. So
right. That
that's not
help.
Good for the voice. No, of course not.
Well, it's on the mend. It definitely is better than it was.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, let's creep then. Sure. So did you see that Jen's season's already at Hometowns? Reality Steve has already announced Hometown spoilers. Mm-hmm. I feel like that season started 15 minutes ago, and I feel like it just puts things into perspective as to how short of a time period they actually are given to get to know each other and fall in love, quote unquote.
Totally. Because when would they have, like, even announced her? Was that end of March was Joey's finale? We're only in end of April.
That's
only
weird.
Like 1 month fully. And that's if they literally started filming her season like the day after they announced her, which they honestly probably did. I know they moved pretty quickly on that. But yeah, to put that into perspective, guys, it's already at Hometowns and it's been 1 month.
Yeah, it's wild. And so now I'm thinking, like, all right, Reality Steve announced the spoilers, which means that it's already happened. So she already may be on, like, Final Three. Not sure about the logistics. I don't read the spoilers.
Yeah.
I actually want to try to get through Jen's season without anybody else spoiling it for me. And I think I'm going to do, like, a personal $100 giveaway. If I can make it the whole season without being spoiled, I will give one of our listeners $100. And I know that I won't be able to do it, so it's fine.
Yeah, I was like, but might as well up the ante. Say you'll give them $1 million because it's just like I simply don't think that's happening.
All right, I'll give away
$545 million.
But yeah, so I saw that Reality Steve posted it. I didn't like click into it and read it, but it made me think, like, okay, they're very close to the end then already. Obviously, they have some crucial weeks coming up, but pretty soon. So Golden Bachelorette is going to film after Jen's season wraps, and they don't even know who it's going to be. I'm starting to think that they may cast someone brand new.
Do we know they don't know who it's going to be, though, or are they just not telling us who it's going to be?
They haven't told us, and I also feel like someone would have had some kind of insight. There hasn't even been, like, a demois about who this is,
like,
going to be.
If it was going to be Leslie.
I feel like if it was going to be Leslie, they would have done more.
Told us.
Yeah, or told us.
Or maybe they're going to take a break. Well, wait, when does Jen's season air? Because it's not
July.
For a while, right? July.
July.
That's why they're already almost done, so, like, they're going to be
well,
off
it's almost
air.
May. Yeah.
No, so I know, but so May, June, and then probably middle of July, because they're probably going to wait till after the 4th.
The next Monday after that one.
Right. So that's, like, almost mid-July.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that's a long time for them to be off and doing nothing.
Well, they're going
to
be editing the show. Well, that also, I guess my
point,
though.
But that's different people. I'm, like, the people who are, like, the producers on the ground don't go in, like, all right, and they're not like us. We, like, record it, and then we're like, okay, now got to go edit. Like, I think they have separate people who do that.
True. Okay, then they take a break, though, because they've been, like, in Australia for the past 2 months.
No, yeah, I'm not complaining.
Yeah, well, back to my point, though, like, they need to kind of get their footing a little bit quicker with this Golden Bachelorette thing. And, like, I guess, like, on the heels of Gary's news and everything, I don't know. I'm just kind of up in the air.
Maybe they're not doing it.
But I don't think they could do no backsies. I don't think they can announce it and then take it back. And they've announced it.
I feel like they can take it whatever they want back. Like, they're going to, like, just slow fade it out. And then we'll be like, wait, what happened to Golden Bachelorette? They're like, what? We never said that. Like,
yeah,
we'll delete,
true.
Like, anything on the Instagram that had announced it. So I don't trust them until it's, like, officially happening. Yeah, they'd have to figure that out. But I guess they have time, right? Because who's to say it would even air necessarily right after Jen's season?
I would say that because Jen's season's going to air July and August, probably
beginning of September.
It would need to air right after that if Bachelor's going to start in January. I actually think, like, they probably will start some sort of filming fairly soon because then they have to switch over to the editing team. They pass the baton, and then those people have to edit it before it comes out. I would love to be an editor on this show. I don't know. Maybe they just don't do it. You just don't want it to happen. I'm curious to see who they go with.
I mean, you know how much I liked Golden Bachelor. Like, I do want it to happen. I just don't think they need to crank things out, like, so close together every single time. Like, give us a minute to miss the show.
I mean, we're in our missing stage right now.
Yeah, and it's like, and I feel free.
She's like, I put my feet up. Honestly, on Monday nights, I'm like, it's so nice. I'm like,
I can go to bed early on Monday nights. It's so nice. That's like the one day I feel like I try to, like, go to bed early and sleep, and maybe I'll put some self-tanner on tonight. Like, who's to say? The possibilities are truly endless.
You should do the self-tanner where you can contour your face with self-tanner. I kind of want to try that. Have you seen that?
Yeah, I've seen that. It just, like, kind of makes me nervous. I feel like I would do it and I would just, like, look dirty.
Yeah, that's tricky.
I don't know. I could try it. I've seen people on TikTok. They put their little makeup brush and they do the little But then I'm like, I just want my whole face to be that color, right? That's the whole point of tanning. But I'm also really pale. You're naturally really tan. So, like, you might feel differently.
Yeah,
because right now I'm so white. I, like, need something to even, like, exist as a pretty human.
Wow. You still are pretty with or without a tan.
No, not with this pale. Like, I literally can't wear shorts, even though it's 84 degrees. My legs are too pale.
Well, moving on. Between Nick's wedding and Stagecoach this weekend, like, everyone had a rootin' tootin' weekend.
You know, everyone has a cowboy hat besides me. Where do all these people get cowboy hats? Do you think they all bought them specifically for the wedding?
Or some of them probably had them.
Some, but not all. Do you have a cowboy hat in your closet for a...
I did because I went to Nashville. It actually was 2 years ago today I was in Nashville. And I did buy a cowboy hat for that event. And I did wear it.
So if you were invited to the wedding, you would have been ready to go.
I don't know where it is. I may have lost. I think I lost it in Nashville, to be honest.
Oh, no.
Yeah, good times. While looking at some of the photos, the wedding looked gorgeous. Mm-hmm. I don't think Greg attended. And I mean, sleuths on the internet may prove me wrong, but I didn't see anything with him. And it's just interesting to me because he was, like, a part of their engagement. Like, at the proposal, he and Victoria were at the dinner with them that night. And it's just crazy that, I mean, I don't blame them, but I thought
Victoria was there, though, right?
Yeah, sure. She's the maid of honor. Yeah.
Oh, she was literally the maid of honor.
Yeah.
Wow. I didn't realize they were that close of friends, Victoria and Natalie. Like, I knew they were close friends, but I was like, they must be Bachelor friends. Like, you know what I mean? Where, like, Natalie would maybe have someone in her life outside of Bachelor to be maid of honor. Well, so, wow. Well, that makes sense. So then Greg wouldn't go because they broke up.
Well, she also, and I'm sure she had Greg two was Bachelor
friends with Nick and she had two maid of honors.
She had two maid of honors. Yeah. And one was, like, a childhood friend and one was Got Victoria.
It. Okay. That makes more sense. But yeah, I guess that's not surprising that Greg did. Like, I know they were friends. He was friends with Nick and Natalie. But I think, you know, when you have breakups like this, like, certain people get certain friends in the quote-unquote divorce, and it just is what it is. Especially Victoria's the maid of honor. Clearly, like, that's a big event in her life. She's clearly a lot closer with Natalie than we realized. That would suck if her ex-boyfriend had to, like, be there and, like, ruin the day for everyone.
Well, I don't know if he would ruin the day for everyone. But I
ruin the day for Victoria, for sure.
Yeah, so I know that people were waiting to see if he would end up going because they seemed to be on good terms. Like, when he went on Jason's podcast, he said, like, you know, I have nothing bad to say about her. She's going to do amazing things. They seemed to have a very, like, cordial split.
Yeah.
People wondered if, like, he would still go as just, like, a friend. Maybe not even Victoria's guest, but just, like, attend.
Yeah.
Because I was under the impression that they were all very close, but guess breakups do that to you. Like, I didn't see Andrew Spencer. It's just funny to see who makes the cut. Like, Grocery Store Joe and Serena were there, who I didn't even really know he was friends with.
I feel like Nick has, like, the people who he's really friends with, and then it's, like, Bachelor Nation royalty to kind of, like,
Where was Demi?
Give his clout. But right, but then the people that he's, like, used, which I honestly put Greg in that category, and I think Nick capitalized on it after Katie season and like was the first one to have him on his podcast. He did the same thing with Demi when Demi was really popular, and now he just, like, drops them and he goes on to the next big thing.
Yeah, well, to be clear, we don't know if Demi went. I didn't see any pictures.
I didn't see her there. I would assume not. And now he's on to, like, the next shiny thing, which I don't – what is the next shiny thing? Who knows?
Maria.
Oh, Maria. Yeah. Yeah. Surprise. Nick hasn't been, like, all over Maria. But I guess, like, he's literally married. That would be inappropriate.
I think she may go on his podcast, though. But Maria did say that she was going to be going on a podcast soon. So I would imagine it's his. Okay, Stephanie from the future here. You guys probably have heard this already, but Maria is going on Call Her Daddy this Wednesday. That was just announced, and I am shook. Did not see that coming, but I'm so excited. Obviously, since the Call Her Daddy episode comes out the same day that the She's All Batch podcast comes out, we will not be able to cover what Maria said in this episode. However, we will probably be able to sound off about it on Friday's episode. So definitely come back for that. But oh my God, like, congrats, Maria. That is fucking massive. And I wonder if Nick Viall is really pissed that Alex Cooper got it and not him. All right, back to the show. All right, well, speaking of podcasts, someone that did go on a podcast recently and spill some tea is Peter Weber. And he went on Chris Harrison's podcast, which is still a thing. And wow. he opened up about the infamous Hannah Ann running late to the rose ceremony, which we love to reminisce about. And he said that that moment on the show destroyed him, and actually asks Chris, he's like, I've always wondered this and I've never asked you or anyone, like, basically, did you guys make that up for the show? So I want to play the clip.
Okay, let's hear it.
You want to know the hardest part I ever went through, where I was ready to just concede, and I was like, I have nothing left to give. Strength is gone.
What was it?
Was the finale day.
And so I came in and you were a mess.
Well, yeah, but then what you told me just completely destroyed me. And I think, and then they even used it. I mean, I know it was good TV, but they used it to open up the season. But it was like that line of, you know, obviously I'd been going through so much up to that point. And then you tell me that Hannah Ann now doesn't know if she wants to even show up, doesn't know if she wants to come. And at that point, again, I can be so brutally honest now. Yeah. Like there was pressure. I probably should not have, you know, I shouldn't have proposed to Hannah Ann. Like, I can honestly say that. And I got all caught up in it for sure. But when you were saying that to me, in my mind, I'm battling so much here of, is this the right thing to do? Like, I just feel so much pressure. I'm stressed out of my mind. I'm exhausted. You know, what am I supposed to do here? And then you told me that line about how she doesn't even know if she wants to come now at this point. And then I think that's when I left. And like, I think I almost passed out in that you guys had to take me to like that, one of the houses there, just like lay on the bed, cause it was so hot outside as well. Was that actually, did they tell you to do that? Or did she actually tell you that? Was that for TV or what? I've always wondered.
Number one, she did not tell me. I did not talk to her. A producer would never allow me to talk to her. A producer told me, one of the executive producers, you know, it's like three or four of them. So what would have happened then is I would have come into town. They would have told me probably day of when I got there, this is what's happened. You need to go out there and tell Peter this is what she said. And then what would happen is I would follow my heart and I would just try to help in any way I could. So when I told you, and I think we were outside when I told you, right? And it was like 110 degrees. We are, you might as well have shot this on the sun. We're in the Sahara Desert up in this.
All suited up.
Yeah, suited up. And we're by a pond. It was really bizarre. And there was one house that had air conditioning. And you were starting to get faint. And so we went in there. I remember you laying on the bed and we were just talking, and we were just at that point talking. But no, how it would have worked was executive producers would have told me. I basically had my marching orders. I went out and told you. And honestly, not knowing if it was true or false, I don't know. I trusted them to tell me the truth.
All right. So what I'm hearing is that that was not the truth. And because I also don't believe that Chris Harrison wouldn't have been able to talk to Hannah Ann himself if he wanted to. Which is besides the point. That's just like a little icing on the cake of another little fib that I'm just like, stop trying to pretend like you don't have as much power as I think he probably did in the situation. But what I'm hearing from all of that was a lie. Survey says that is a lie.
Yeah. And like, because if it were true, wouldn't the answer just be, oh no, she did say that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, right. Why did we take 15 minutes to, you know, explain how he couldn't have even seen Hannah Ann if he wanted to? I don't believe any of that.
I believe that part. I don't think that part's that weird. Chris was also a pawn. As much as he is at fault for some stuff, I do think they used him though too.
No, I think he was, head honcho, like head chess master playing
everyone.
He was
not head. He was not the head. There were people above him telling him what to, like, just this situation.
I think he was equally a producer in
Oh, he was a producer. I don't think that means that he was running the show, though, by any means. I think he did have to go in and do what they said. Like, them saying, go in and tell Peter this. First of all, like, Hannah didn't say
that. Right,
because
he knows that he doesn't care. Because Chris doesn't, at the end of the day, I think doesn't actually care if it's true or not, right? Like, he's being told what his plot point is to stir the pot. And so he goes in and, like, delivers it. But I think if he really wanted to be like, oh, wait, let me talk to Hannah Ann, blah, blah, blah. They wouldn't let him sit down with her and try to get some more footage. Like, of course they would.
But I think that would be like a produced thing. I don't think he could just talk to her like on a whim, on the side. Like, oh, hey, what's going on? Come here. They would want it to be like, oh, no, Hannah, go talk to Chris. It's like a whole setup thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He does go on in the episode and say that like he could have basically pushed back and said, this may make Peter spiral. This may make him leave. Are we okay with this? And all I kept thinking when he was saying that, I was like, this is literally the last like 5 minutes of the season. Like if he leaves, that's a great finale.
They would love that.
So like, I don't really think that part was that bad. But basically he was like, you know, what's our desired outcome here? Like, what do you want me to help facilitate here? Like, what's the outcome? And I really just think they wanted that shot of him saying, before you do what you're about to do, there's something you should know. That line itself, now knowing this whole story, doesn't really make sense because he's saying, before you do what you're about to do, if she doesn't come, there's what he's going to do won't happen because he's not going to propose to no one.
Right. But maybe that would have swayed him to not propose in general if he knew that she had cold feet and wasn't necessarily gung-ho about coming.
I don't think she did have cold feet. I think that was all made up.
Right. I think they literally made this up to spiral him.
But I think even to us, though, as the viewers, like how we always joke and say she was running late to the rose ceremony, like I don't remember that finale her ever saying she was unsure. She doesn't know about the Madison thing until the proposal. Right. He literally is proposing to her and he brings up Madison, which is like such a kick in the stomach.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think she was always, that's why I think this is all just like fake baloney. Them trying to, and it's interesting to me that like, oh, now Peter feels comfortable talking about this stuff.
I had the same
thought. Not when he was on our podcast. Like, he's what the heck? Oh,
bachelor, smatchelor. Now he's
And then you go on Chris Harrison's podcast and uncover all of these like little secrets.
I'm still so confused what Chris Harrison's like goal is.
Yeah.
Well, just because like
we all are.
Well, I just thought like he made a point to say this wasn't a Bachelor podcast, but then names it most dramatic podcast ever, and then interviews people from The Bachelor.
I think he initially wanted it to not be a Bachelor podcast, and then he slowly but surely realizing that the only episodes that do well our Bachelor episodes for him because that's his background and that's what people want to hear from.
That makes sense to me. I understand that. And I think he honestly should do it. I think his interviews obviously offer like a different...
Right. It offers an angle that no one else can offer.
Right.
Like no one else can be a Chris Harrison equivalent and have that kind of like knowledge of being on the ground with these contestants and like experiencing life with them in that way. So yeah, but I think he was just trying to like do something bigger. I feel like he was trying to like make his comeback where he could like host. Is he hosting a game show? He was going to do that, right?
The Dr. Phil game show or something. I don't fucking know.
Oh yeah, on the Dr. Phil channel. Yes.
That we don't know what channel it is. If anyone's figured that out, let me know.
But that's not happening, right? Or is it?
No, it is.
We just don't know because we don't have the channel.
We don't have the channel, and I think it was just the announcement. I want to know another thing, though, too. He was given a major severance package of several $1 million, people reported, when he and the show, like, parted ways. I wonder if he can't even really answer the question that Peter asked, honestly. Because if the answer is, couldn't a producer say to Chris, like, hey, we're kind of fucking around right now. Go tell Peter that Hannah Ann isn't coming. We want to do it to make the finale dramatic. And Chris is like, okay. I mean, I understand how it goes. But he can't say that.
Right.
So, like,
that's a good point, too.
His answer kind of leans to that, in my opinion, the way he says it and the way it takes so long to get to the answer. I wonder if it's like, no, I knew she was lying. But, like, I can't fucking say that because I – do you think it's severance money, but is it also – I'm sure there's an NDA. There has to be an NDA.
Yes, 100%. I think in order to get all of that money, he has to keep silent for at least a certain period of time. Right. And he probably gets paid out the more he, like, stays quiet. So, yes.
I don't know how that works.
Well, because otherwise, how would they ensure that he won't just break it if they pay him all up front?
I don't know. Legally? Like, if he signs some type of legal – I mean, you know that they'll come after you.
But I think it's just, like with severance. I mean, I'm sure it's different, like, at a normal company than, like, with this. But, like, you get paid out, for a period of time.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I just thought you would want some more insight on your favorite finale ever and your favorite season. Is it really your favorite season?
No. What is my favorite season? Oh, maybe Ari. You say season. Ari. Yeah, I always say Ari's, but.
All right. Well, moving on. Before I got on this recording, I was showering and I was washing my body with the Lumi body wash. I smell like a coconut right now. I smell so freaking delicious. And obviously, when I got out of the shower, I put on my Lumi whole body deodorant, which I use every single day. And I never smell because Lumi has 72-hour odor control.
So amazing. You might be asking yourself, well, how does this work? Unlike traditional deodorants that try to mask odor and fragrance, Lumi is formulated and powered by mandelic acid. So it actually stops the odor before it starts. And that's how it can keep you smelling so good. It's literally like a pre-odorant. It's baking soda free. It's paraben free. And it's also pH balanced. So it's literally safe to use on any part of your body that you want to smell amazing.
I feel like we've piqued your interest because we've talked about Lumi quite a bit. So I really do encourage you. I really do wear this stuff every single day. And if you want to try it out for yourself, it's worth a try. You can get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code SHE'SALLBATCH at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com/SHE'SALLBATCH. Use code SHE'SALLBATCH at checkout.
And that's free shipping. So that is LumiDeodorant.com with code SHE'SALLBATCH for 15% off.
And also, while I was in the shower just before, I was washing my hair with my favorite Lola V shampoo by the one and only Jennifer Aniston.
And honestly, I really do feel like my hair has never felt like more clean and like light. I feel like certain shampoos that I've used in the past are just like your hair feels weighed down after you wash with it. And this, I never feel that way. It's light. It smells good. It's just, you can feel the difference. Lola V is all about naturally derived plant-based goodness. So there's no silicones, no sulfates, no parabens or gluten. And of course, it's cruelty-free and vegan. So it's a really good quality product, guys. And it smells amazing. I need to emphasize that point because it smells so good.
No, it really does. What's your favorite product? I like the glossing detangler and the lightweight hair oil because I love putting that in my hair after blowing it out.
Well, the shampoo, honestly, is like my favorite, but also the leave-in conditioner. I probably put that in every single day after I like wash my hair while it's still wet, put in the leave-in conditioner. And then even as my hair air dries, it stays like silky, nice, not that like frizzy air dried type hair.
You can go to lolav.com/SHE'SALLBATCH. Enter promo code SHE'SALLBATCH at checkout, and that's going to get you 15% off your entire order. Please note you can only use one promo code per order and discounts can't be combined. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support She's All Batch and tell them that your girls sent you. Your hair will thank you. What time is it?
10:17.
Well, no! I meant, what time is it? Everybody ready, going crazy, yeah, we're out. Come
on and let me hear you say it now, right now. What time is it? Well, 10:17 is as good a time as ever for Bachelor Encounters. I genuinely thought you just wanted to know what the time was to see how we're on time. Oh. Guys, we're recording this episode. We're doing a Patreon after. I just thought you wanted to know the actual time.
We're pacing to see how we were doing quite nicely. I also have a clock right in front of me as well. So if I had to ask you for the time, that's very lazy of me.
Well,
you heard it here first. It's time for Bachelor Encounters. And that's when you guys submit your stories of meeting Bachelor Nation in the wild. We read about those stories on air. And I think it's a good time.
Yeah, I think so too.
This first one is about the new groom, the new husband, Nick.
Mr. Nick. Nicholas.
It's also about a couple of other people, but Nick's one of them. Okay. This person writes, hey guys, I have a bachelorette encounter. Well, we've never said bachelorette encounter. Back in October 2022, I got to meet Nick Viall, Jared Haben, Ashley I, and Natalie Joy for Nick's book signing and meet and greet. Jared and Ashley hosted it at their lovely coffee house and lounge, Audrey's, yes, we know, in Southern Rhode Island. Everyone was very friendly. Nick is taller in person, very handsome, and Natalie was super friendly, and they all took pictures with anyone that asked. So what resonated with me was on your recent podcast episode, the comment, what do you smell like? Well, Natalie Joy said to me that I smelled really good. It was such a nice compliment. Okay, so Natalie told the submitter.
Yeah.
She smelled good. But what did Natalie smell like?
We don't know.
Jury's still out. She says, anyway, the entire event was 10 out of 10. Thanks, Sue. And a rose emoji. Thanks, Sue.
Beautiful.
Love this. We've attended Audrey's ourselves. It's been a while, though.
It has been a while. Do we need to go back?
I would go back, although we stayed at a weird hotel.
Well, there's not a lot of hotels in that area. We were saying when we were up there, it's like kind of Hamptons vibes, where like, because it's like a nice beach town, I feel like it's just like every random like shitty motel is randomly expensive, like the way it is in the Hamptons.
They can,
so
they
we
can
stayed
charge.
At like some random motel. Yeah, but like it wasn't nice. But why was that like the nicest hotel in the area?
I remember thinking when we pulled in, I'm like, oh, I kind of want to try to like book somewhere else. But like there, nothing was available.
Nothing, no.
And we spent like several hundred dollars for one night.
No, it wasn't cheap. It wasn't like we were trying to cheap out. I think there's maybe like other hotels in Newport, but yeah, they're like very expensive, like
$1,000 a night. But Newport is so nice.
Like where, oh, gorgeous. Yeah.
Where the coffee shop is such a nice location. And I've actually vacationed to Newport before. But I feel like we may have said this before, but when Jackie and I got ready for the first FOTS Fest, which was just meeting a couple of you guys at Audrey's, we had to get ready in the hotel lobby bathroom because our, which was, what that sounds nicer than what it is. It was literally
100%.
Like,
it was like maybe a coat closet bathroom.
Yeah.
Because our room wasn't ready. They wouldn't let us in. And we had driven up from New York to Rhode Island that morning. So we're like in like shorts and like tank tops, like no makeup, nothing for the car ride. And then we're like, oh shit, we need to like look nice. We're going to meet Jared. We're probably going to be filming this. Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, good times.
Just got to be scrappy little girls, you know?
I wish they would like franchise this.
Like make an open up another location in New York City. Please
hold
do.
On. So I feel like, is that what franchise means? Because the other day, my husband and I were passing some restaurant.
For what this
no, my husband and I were passing some restaurant and it was a restaurant we had already seen like elsewhere. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, I didn't know that was a franchise. And he's like, that doesn't mean it's a franchise. And I was like, what do you mean? I thought a franchise just meant there's multiple locations of the same business. It's a franchise. Mm-hmm. And he said that's not the case. Do I have it wrong or does he?
I'm not quite sure. I know like with franchises though, like it doesn't necessarily just mean like a, like they have multiple locations, right? Like if you were to say a business has multiple locations, maybe that's not necessarily a franchise. Because I think a franchise is like for example, if you wanted to open like an Orange Theory or like a Burger King, you could without being like an owner of other
right. That's
Burger
a franchise.
Kings. That's a franchise because you can just like write to Burger King. I don't know why I'm using Burger King as an example. This girl that I grew up with, just like her dad owned a lot of Burger Kings randomly. Oh. That was just like a thing.
Slay.
So you can like, I think, write to Burger King and be like, hey, I want to open a Burger King in this location. And they basically give you like all the stuff to do it. And that's why it's a franchise. But that doesn't necessarily mean like, because you're not, like, not an owner then of all the Burger Kings.
Oh, right. You're only an owner of one of the franchises.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't really know, but I'm sure we're both close in a way.
Okay. Well, with all that said, I want them to franchise it so then maybe we can
open an Audrey's
in New York.
Whoa.
Because it really is. It was so cute. And like I was surprised by how big it was. Usually a coffee
it was
shop,
huge,
like it's massive. I can only imagine what that rent is.
Yeah. I don't know.
We just said that it's so expensive there. I would imagine that the rent is insane. It's probably like 10 grand a month.
I have no sense of like what.
I don't either. I'm just guessing.
I'm like, to me, 10 grand a month is like, I don't know, probably a little closet in New York City for a coffee shop. So I have no sense of like in Newport what that would be. But it was like a little outside of Newport. So maybe, I have no idea. Is 10,000 a lot for a coffee shop rent? I don't know.
Yeah, you tell us. Sound off in the comments. We probably, when we met Jared, that should have been our first question. Like, hey, how much
you
is your rent?
Yeah, I have no idea.
All right, this next one is about Jesse Palmer. Hi, Stephanie. I never thought I'd get to say this, but I have a bachelor encounter in all caps. I live in Melbourne, Australia, and have watched since the Alex Michelle days.
Whoa.
So I'm an OG fan. The Bachelor doesn't air here in Australia, so my cousins and I move heaven and earth to break international intellectual property laws to access the show via the dark web. Worth it.
I love that.
That's interesting that you say that, and I'll get to your encounter in a second. But when we like rank on charts in other countries, I always wonder like, who are the people listening like in another country? Because if you don't watch the show here or know the people here, do you even know what we're talking about? But then like, I guess people.
But they could maybe be still watching. Like there's ways to like be sneaky, like use a VPN or the deep dark web that I'm not as familiar with. But
yeah.
Yeah. That's honestly impressive that you're able
to do that.
It is,
because it is tricky. Jackie's had to do it before, and it's not easy.
No, and that wasn't even me trying to go to a different country. That was just me being in LA trying to watch the show on East Coast time. And that we made it work, but it was tough. So I can't even imagine being in Melbourne. No, but it's with the accent. It's Melbourne.
Good accent. Thanks. Okay. To my surprise, I saw an Instagram post a few weeks back that Jen's season was filming in my hometown of Melbourne, Australia.
Yeah, see, that was so good.
And I'd have the opportunity to attend 2 group dates. What the F? I won't include spoilers around cast or storylines, but it was truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience that I never thought would happen. We got to meet Jesse Palmer after one of the dates, and he was so nice and generous with his time. So much better looking in real life. He seemed to have really acclimated to the Melbourne lifestyle, and we'd happily adopt him as an honorary Australian. I have so much to say about the date we got to watch and the cast that were there. It was an absolute hoot, and I can't wait to watch Jen's season. I'll be sure to MSG again after the episodes air. Oh, message again.
Message,
after the episodes air, and let you know if anything is different to how it was filmed. Oh, yes, please do. Much love to you and Jackie. Have listened to your pod since the beginning, and you brighten up my week. Sarah. That's so sweet.
Sarah,
and she sent a picture. From Melbourne. Aw. I think it's funny that you're saying Jesse is better looking in person. I think he's so cute.
Yeah, but then imagine how he must look in person.
Well, yes. But, like, he's not someone that I think anyone looks at and says, like, he's not cute. Right?
Sure.
Everyone thinks he's cute.
I feel like maybe he's just, like, really striking in person. But, yeah.
Probably.
I don't know.
This is cool. You got to attend 2 group dates. Like, that's interesting that you got 2 as well because, I don't know, you would think they'd want to spread the love and give it to
and
other
get
people.
A different group.
Also, different faces. They don't, like, they have to make it look like I want to ask you more questions. So definitely message again. Like maybe if you want to wait till it actually airs, that's fine. But like, I'm always curious to know, like, do they tell you to act as if you were just there organically? Because I think they like that. They want it to look like you're just happen to be at the stadium of whatever place they're shooting at.
I want to go to Melbourne. I want to go down under.
I know. Sarah can invite us over.
Okay.
You know how we were talking about Stagecoach earlier?
Yeah.
And like people either from Bachelor Nation went to Nick's wedding or they went to Stagecoach and everyone looked so good. I wonder if anyone bought items from JoJo's Cupshe line before going to Stagecoach.
Probably. It's like such like whimsical festival vibes. Yeah. I feel like a lot of the stuff in the collection would be perfect to wear to like an event like that. Or just general sprucing up your spring wardrobe.
I know. And like, I don't know. When I think of good fashion, I do think of JoJo Fletcher. Like the girl never misses. So the fact that she has her own line with Cupshe makes so much sense.
She has so many different pieces in this collection too. Like there's swimsuits and there's dresses. So basically like I think it's anything for some sort of like warm weather vibe.
Like a trip.
Whether it's like a pool party essential, right? A trip. It's definitely like more boho chic, like vibrant colors, delicate florals. So definitely go check them out. They sent us each a box, and I honestly am very excited to wear some of this stuff this summer.
And I just feel like if you wear these clothes, like you're gonna feel cool and trendy and good about yourself because they really do have something for everyone. I'm really into some of her one-piece bathing suits are so hot. And like, if it looks like that on JoJo, I'm hoping it'll look like that on me. So we'll see. definitely go check this out. We have the link to JoJo's Cupshe line in the episode description. So go to the episode description and click that and make sure to use code SHESALLBATCH24. SHESALLBATCH24. That's going to get you 15% off your order. So go stock up. If you're going on a trip and want something cute to wear, leave it to JoJo. She's got you covered. Again, the link is in our episode description. Use code SHESALLBATCH24. You're going to love it.
And that's JoJo's Sunshine Escape Collection. Check it out, guys.
All right. The next Bachelor encounter is about our girl, Caitlin, Miss Bristow.
Miss Bristow?
So this person is so funny. You'll hear it, but she went to an event basically and sent the message like on the way home. She was so excited to send this Bachelor encounter. They write, so I'm sending this voice to text on my way home from the Caitlin Bristow comedy show in Cleveland. Girl, I'm nervous for like the typos and stuff now because if this is voice text, it was so much fun and just felt like a conversation with your girlfriends. There was so much tea that was spilled. She said that Sean cheated on her. What? I didn't read this.
Oh my God.
Wait, what?
Okay, keep reading. Yeah.
She said that Sean cheated on her with Jana Kramer, the country singer. What? For vinos, for people that like listen to Off the Vine regularly, is that like common knowledge? Because I've never heard that.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Or is this something she just only leaked because it was a like a, an event and you want to give them
something.
She didn't
know that you would be like voice noting us on the way home.
Yeah. Wow. Did you know that already? Sound off. They were on a double date at Jana's house when it happened. What? She also talked about her relationship with Jason and how both parties were at fault and that she was not a good partner and that he's not a bad person. Okay. They were just not meant for each other. At the end of the show, we got to meet Danielle. Who's Danielle, girl? She still lives in Cleveland. And even though her and Michael She still lives in Cleveland. And even though her and Michael broke up in June, during the show, she got pulled up on stage by Caitlin and she didn't spill a ton of tea, but she did say that people are not as genuine and as pure as they lead you to be. Mm. Who is she talking about there? Interesting.
I see that.
She also said that she's in a really good place now. And a lot of that has to do with the people that she has met and knows in Cleveland now. She continues and says, when Danielle was up on stage, some girl in the audience fell out of her chair after passing out. Danielle was a nurse, and so am I. So we both went over to help the person, thinking that they were having a medical emergency. But when she came to it, it was really just that she was too drunk and fell out of her chair. Caitlin was also stating that she had Narcan, if needed, thanks to Zach. But when asked if she knew anything about Zach Clark, she just said that she is dating four guys. And just because you're seen with someone doesn't mean that you're necessarily together. And that he's sober, very sober. Mm-hmm. Hold on. What is Narcan?
I think it's like something that you give to someone who's overdosing, but I'm not sure.
She just had it on her?
Yeah, it's for an emergency if someone's overdosing. I don't know. I guess people like carry that around.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm probably not pronouncing that right. People love to point out when I pronounce things wrong. Anyway, when I met Danielle, I was talking to her about nursing and how she got into aesthetic nursing. And she said that the NCU was too heavy for her after a period of time. The girl that I was with said she was getting married in Shaker Heights, which is close to where Danielle works. And Danielle told her to come into her office, even though she already has beautiful skin. Okay, so Danielle does like is she like an esthetician too? She does.
No, I think she's like a normal nurse.
Well, then Danielle told her to come into the office, even though she already has beautiful skin. Does she do like...
Maybe she's just complimenting her skin.
Just two totally separate things. Like, come into the office because I'm a nurse. That doesn't... A nurse wouldn't just invite you to their office.
Maybe she does do injections.
Come into the office in case you need a checkup.
Oh, maybe she went from... Because she's saying she went from the emergency room, which was too stressful. So then she was like, let me do something lighter and just do Botox injections.
Maybe. Or maybe she's both. I don't know.
Yeah.
She continues and says, I know that she's not Tyler Cameron, but she smelled nice. So we have two bachelor encounters today that reference smells. I thought I should include that since that should be something in every bachelor encounter. She's absolutely stunning in person, just drop dead gorgeous. Wow. Hold up. This was such a good bachelor encounter. I appreciate your commitment to wanting to send us a voice text the second you left. I'm more blown away by this Sean stuff.
Yeah. The fact that she's saying, though, that he cheated on her and they were at a double date for dinner makes no sense.
Yeah, what? Like, how did that happen?
What, they just snuck off to the bathroom, like, in front of everyone? Like, or maybe that's how they met in the double date and then Sean and that country singer canoodled after.
Perhaps. I don't know. I feel like Sean's a friend of the show and he would have told us.
But we didn't ask because we didn't even know to ask.
Right, right. I actually feel like I've said his interview is one of my favorites that we've done, but like him being at the level that he is, he still was like spilled a lot of stuff. Although he didn't tell us that he was expecting a baby because literally we interview him and he announced it the following week and he teased it on our show, but we didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah.
I feel like that shit happens a lot. Like we interviewed Peter and then he came out with Kelly like the next day.
I know, but those people, they're always going to save the news like for their own podcasts and their own like platforms.
It's like, you don't want to give it to She's All Batch? Come on. Like, it's fine. All right. Well, those are all the bachelor encounters we have for this week. If you have a story you want to submit, DM me at She's All Batch and we may read it next week. You never, never really know.
You could never know. There's no way to know.
Yeah, well, there is a way to know, Jackie, and that's to tune in.
That's to be you. Oh, well, but...
No, tune in. That's how you know.
Right, but they won't know until it happens, you know?
Of course, I know. Do you know?
Yeah. Okay. No, but you know is what I'm saying.
Well, like, I don't care what you're saying.
You know what's going to be read.
No, I don't. I didn't know that we were going to read that Sean cheated on Caitlin. That's
true.
Crazy. And it's great that it's coming straight from Caitlin's mouth. Through the portal of our listener, but from Caitlin's mouth. So our hands are clean. I didn't even know that was a story. That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
I don't know where I stand with that. I am curious to see if people knew this. Because like she's an open book. And I think like if you're like a daily, weekly listener to her podcast, like this may be something you already knew. True. I'm just surprised like the media didn't pick that one up. Like they picked up every other thing she said about him.
Well, maybe now they will. And then they'll credit She's All About Your Podcast for breaking the news.
I doubt it. There's so many things I feel like we break here. Like I feel like we covered April leaving Askin like weeks before other people, it was like really being talked about. But then what's so frustrating is when other places start picking it up and all the comments are like, no way. Oh my God, I can't believe that. And I'm like, guys.
Right. If you just listen to us, we have the news.
All right. Well, I'll see you in the outro.
Okay. Bye.
And that's our show. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you like what you hear, go rate us 5 stars. If you're on Apple or on you're on Spotify, stop the podcast right now. Go click into the podcast little page and then go to where it's stars and then click 5. Right. And then come back and press play again.
That's a good order of events.
What's funny is most people know I don't read the reviews, but I did see one the other day because whenever I have to go pull links, I have to go where they are. I try very hard to not see things. But I saw one and it was so nice. And she actually, Hal, I'll be like, go leave us a nice comment. Don't be rude. Basically, you're rude if like you listen to us, but you don't leave a review. And she's like, hey guys, like I've been listening forever, but I've never submitted a review. Rude. So anyway, and then she like just went on and said really nice things about us. So just know if that was you, I appreciate you. And I like reading your kind words.
Yeah. So leave some more reviews. It's nice to get them. I'll read it. So, and if it's nice, I'll send it to Stephanie and let her in on what you say. But
if you haven't
mean,
sent me in a while,
I'm not going to send anything to Stephanie.
No.
So
it's called protecting your peace. If you don't see it, it doesn't exist.
I mean, that is true.
Someone just, Victoria Jameson just said that to me in my interview with her. And I totally agree. I encourage that with anything that you're doing in your life, anything that's bothering you. If you don't know about it, if you don't look into it. I've brought this up before. We're in the outro, but whatever. I brought this up before that I used to, when I was going through a breakup in college, I was like in a routine. I'd like wake up, open my computer, and then go to his Facebook. In a routine of it. Like I couldn't not do it. And then like every day I'd like hold my breath. And this is when like someone posting on your page happened. I never post on people's pages, but this was like forever ago. And I would hold my breath, look, and like no one would write. And I'd be like, okay, good. Nothing was there until there was a day where a girl wrote on his page and my stomach turned. And I'm like, why am I literally, what am I gaining from this?
Correct.
Nothing. So then I literally, after seeing that girl message, I never looked again. And then I got the fuck over that one.
Yeah. Block, delete. It's true. All of these little things that could torture you just exist on your silly little phone. And it's just put the phone in a cup and go for a walk. And roll around in that grass.
Well, yeah, I was going to say, and while you're out there, touch some grass.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I don't know why I brought that up in the outro. Usually this is not the place to talk about these things, but
yeah,
I want to let you guys know what.
No, I'm just thinking of what else we need to say in this outro.
Oh, I have one.
Okay, good.
I want to let you guys know, you may know this already if you're a Patreon subscriber, but we have a really cool Patreon episode out right now. So if you're listening on Wednesday, the highly anticipated Dance Moms reunion is tonight on Wednesday, May 1st. And the episode that is out on Patreon is me teaching Jackie everything she needs to know about Dance Moms, like why it was controversial, who's mad at who didn't come to the reunion and why that's like kind of causing some drama. So there's a lot you need to know. And whether you're a Dance Moms fan or you're just curious as to what's going on, I feel like this could be for anyone. So that's over at patreon.com/she'sallbatch. And then we can all watch the reunion together, and we'll definitely sound off about it.
Yeah, no, it's very important. Educate yourselves, guys. I wasn't educated, and now I am. Well, because I always knew of Dance Moms, but it's just like so wild to me that this show has even been like allowed to happen. Wild. I think it's important to know about.
Like this is equivalent to me to like the Scandoval reunion. Like,
yes.
I feel like it's as, like, in pop culture, it's that important. So if you want to be educated, go over to patreon.com/she'sallbatch. If anyone's going to educate you on Dance Moms, like, you're in such good hands with me. All right. And what else?
I think that's pretty much it. Join our Facebook group. Check out our merch. Follow us. And
I think that's about
peace
it.
And blessings. Yeah.
Yeah. Peace out, mother effers. Okay? Is that it?
Sorry. Yeah, like, that's very different from peace and blessings, but like, okay. I'm saying peace and blessings. Stephanie is saying peace out, peace mother out. Effers. Mm. Choose your path. I yeah. choose the path of peace.
And I choose the path of mother effers. Okay.
Great.
All right. Is that it?
I think that's it.
Goodbye, bitches.